Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 5th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Major arrhythmias in non-dilated left ventricular cardiomyopathy, a novel prediction score. Researchers identified a cohort of 337 patients with non-dilated left ventricular cardiomyopathy, or NDLVC, without prior major arrhythmic events. The study developed a novel prediction score for the occurrence of the first major arrhythmic event in this patient population. Diagnostic workup including cardiac magnetic resonance, endomyocardial biopsy, and genetic testing contributed to the elements comprising this score. This prediction score facilitates improved risk stratification for serious arrhythmias in non-dilated left ventricular cardiomyopathy. Article number 2. Deficiency of the RNA binding protein RBMS1 improves myocardial fibrosis and heart failure. This study found that a deficiency of RNA binding motif single-stranded interacting protein 1, or RBMS1, significantly improved both myocardial fibrosis and heart failure. Researchers observed that RBMS1 levels were elevated in the hearts of heart failure patients and animal models. The deficiency of RBMS1 regulated alternative splicing, which subsequently reduced cardiac fibrosis. These findings demonstrate RBMS1 as a novel therapeutic target for heart failure and myocardial fibrosis. Article number 3. Coronary access after TAVR with the 4th and 5th generation self-expanding evolute valves, the EPROMPTCA study. This prospective study assessed coronary access immediately following transcatheter aortic valve replacement, or TAVR, using 4th and 5th generation self-expanding Evolut F10 and F10 plus valves. Researchers identified specific computed tomography predictors for selective coronary access in patients who underwent transfemoral TAVR. The study established the anatomical determinants that impact the feasibility of subsequent coronary interventions. These findings offer practical guidance for optimizing post-TAVR coronary access strategies in patients implanted with these latest Evolut valve platforms. Article number 4. Durability of sotatercept response in pulmonary hypertension. Insights from extended real-world follow-up. This retrospective cohort study compared 454 patients with primary pulmonary hypertension, receiving sotatercept to 963,386 primary pulmonary hypertension patients who did not receive the treatment. Researchers utilized data from a global federated health research network to analyze real-world long-term outcomes. The study established a comprehensive comparison of patient trajectories between the sotatercept-treated and untreated cohorts over an extended follow-up period. These findings offer critical data on the sustained real-world impact of sotatercept in pulmonary hypertension beyond short-term trial observations. Article number 5. Impact of left ventricular diastolic function on right ventricular size and function. This study investigated the impact of various degrees of left ventricular diastolic dysfunction, or DD, on right ventricular size and function. Researchers performed three-dimensional imaging of the right ventricle in a broad sample of 370 patients undergoing echocardiography. The study established a direct relationship between lesser degrees of left ventricular diastolic dysfunction and changes in right ventricular morphology and performance. These findings highlight that even mild or moderate left ventricular diastolic dysfunction can significantly influence right ventricular dimensions and functional capacity, extending beyond observations in severe heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, or HFPEF. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.